It's Matty Garwood for Ausmade. We're going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night. And over the course of the last 3 years, Tamworth songwriter Hattie Oates, she has been flourishing and she has got a brand new one out called High. We're catching up with her tonight. Hattie, thanks for coming on Ausmade.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what's been going on with you? Having some brand new music out in these kind of strange COVID times?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought, why not? Mm. Like, it's such a perfect time for it, to be honest, trying to find silver lining in it all and more people sitting at home to stream away.
Yeah, well, has it got a pretty good kind of feel to it for this isolation period?
I wrote it a while ago, actually, and I recorded it a while ago, nearly 12 months ago. It's been sitting in the bank for a while, and I've been waiting for the right time.
Well, you've worked with some pretty awesome people putting it together at Yap Yap Studios in Sydney and mastered it 301 with, like, Ben. That's a big name. Like, he's worked with Vera Blue and Rufus the Soul and stuff.
Yeah, I know. And he sent me an email back and said he loved the songs, and I was like, oh, my God.
How did you go about getting to work with him?
So I met Luke at Yap Yap Studios when I was buying my Cole Clark guitar. We just got chatting and I said, yeah, I really want to record one day. And they're like, oh, there's a studio just down the road. And so they went and introduced me to Luke, and we had really good chemistry and just, like, we bounced off each other really well. And then, yeah, he got me onto 301 Studios as well.
How good is it these days, not only with social media, but you can just email a big time producer and they go, oh yeah, I like the sound of this. And then you next minute working with him in the studio.
I know. It's so weird and it's so cool that you can sort of just throw your stuff out there. And it is a bit potluck, isn't it? Like, sometimes they listen and they get bombarded. But yeah, if you grab their attention, you can make a break for sure.
So you had your debut EP in 2018, then you had a single last year with Bad. How have you found your journey going from kind of kicking into the scene in like 17 through to now?
I felt like I've grown a lot as an artist. Obviously, I was 14 when I released my first EP. Mm. Going into the studio is such an eye-opener. I've loved it. I mean, I love performing and everything. Yeah. Performing live is number one. But yeah, studio time is definitely a close second. The process is so inspiring and you walk out being like, I'm just going to go write a heap more songs now. My first stint in the studio for the EP, I remember coming home and I was writing Bad and High. I wrote them sort of close together. Yeah. And I remember sort of as I was writing, thinking how I was going to produce it or like how I was going to vibe it out in the studio. So it was really cool to sort of like write with that in mind.
Yeah. And do you keep the sounds of like Banks and Billie Eilish, who is a bit of an influence through this, throughout your writing?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I go through stages of listening to all different artists. Like, I listen to even the old bangers. Yeah. But now I'm sort of filtering in a bit of like Dua Lipa and stuff. Cool. And you can feel it in your music when you're writing.
Yep.
That influences like shine through.
So did you have quite a few things planned coming into 2020 that you might have had to put on hold because of COVID?
Yeah, I wanted a big year this year. I remember when New Year's Eve and it was ticking over 2020, I was like, yes, I feel this year is going to go well.
Yep.
But nope. Not so much. Yeah, I really wanted to get my music into some more metropolitan areas and just sort of like pick up some gigs and stuff and really push my live performance. And I was kicking off to a good start and I was just starting to get into Sydney and getting a few leads there. And I was having heaps of local gigs and sort of just getting more and more comfortable. But it's been really nice to be at home too, just with mum and dad and my brother, and write. So that's my new goal for this year, is just write a lot.
And getting a bit more sufficient into the gig scene, making a little bit of money, a little bit of pocket money. What's something that you're like saving up towards? What would you spend it on?
Well, to be honest, it's all about earning money to get back in the studio.
Yep.
Soaked up a fair bit of the bank account on on my recent release. But, you know, that's what you do. You take that risk to give the song the best chance it can. And I suppose, now I'm just, as soon as I can get back out there and do live gigs and earn some money, it'll be going straight into my studio time for sure.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to some brand new stuff. Can we look forward to any like social media? You're doing any live streams or performances at the moment?
I've seen heaps of people, like friends of mine that are musos doing them. I've been so tempted and I'm like, well, maybe I should give that a try.
Yeah.
So yeah, for sure. And I started to try and do little like ISO sessions, quarantine sessions that I would just like post regularly.
Yeah.
But then obviously the workload from that kind of took over, so that's sort of bombarding my social media at the moment.
So, Hattie, thanks so much for coming on Ausmade and spending a bit of time with us.
Thank you very much for having me. Hey, this is Hattie Oates, and this is my new song, High.